If it's new organ CDs you're interested in, then you're in the right store. This is Organ First Radio. It's like the old theory of waiting for one bus and then several come along all together. And although some of this month's releases were heard in last month's show, there are no less than four that you'll hear for the very first time. Ironically, two famous German band leaders play a big part in the lineup. And first up, it's organist David Dunlap at the Versi Open Art Orchestra with a Bert Kampfert medley. Thank you. Love, Wonderland by Night, Swinging Safari and Strangers in the Night. Now, you may remember that last month I featured two of the three new CDs by American organist David Dunlap, details of which are on the web pages. But that medley came from David Dunlap and his Open Art Orchestra, Volume 3, the organ being the VersiScala GS700. Now, although the CD is about 3 years old, it is nevertheless new as far as we're concerned in this country, because all three CDs only went into the MSS catalogues this last month. Now, our own UK-based OK Roll'em label has been rolling them out in recent months, but before I get to the latest batch, let's go back to the latter part of 2012, when they issued some private recordings with the title Great Scott, It's Norman. Norman Scott, in case you hadn't guessed. This is a collection of some concerts he's given at such places as the Plaza Birkenhead, Ossett Town Hall, Astroland Dudno, the Cecil Theatre Hull, and the Granada Kingston on Thames, where he played I Surrender Dear. I Surrender Dear, a song composed by Harry Barris with lyrics by Gordon Clifford and first performed by Bing Crosby in the 1931 film of the same name, and where it went on to become his first solo hit. And that was Norman Scott at the Wurlitzer. Now, there is a link to that CD because Norman Scott was one of those faithful band of organists who were regularly featured back in the days when there were Sunday morning organ concerts in some of our famous and infamous cinemas, as was Stanley Whittington, who is one of three organists, the other two being Frieda Hall and Bertie Johnson, who are collectively heard on the CD before the main feature. Here then is Stanley Whittington with his own composition, the Granada Mansfield March. The Granada Mansfield March, played in concert at the Granada Mansfield Wurlitzer Organ, which now forms part of the Scarborough Fair collection at the Flower of May Holiday Park in Leberston, Scarborough, in North Yorkshire, the artist there being Stanley Whittington. There's no less than 25 tracks on the CD, which again is titled Before the Main Feature, and they're all recorded at gatherings such as that one in Mansfield in the 60s. Another release which I featured last month was That's Entertainment from Hollywood, and one of the three organists recorded at the Sergeant Stark Wurlitzer of 4 manuals and 18 ranks is Gaylord Carter, a renowned exponent of accompanying and composing music for silent films, as well as being a concert artist in his own right. Here he is then with his signature tune, The Perfect Song, followed by the Crusaders March, which was specially composed for the 1922 Douglas Fairbanks silent film, The Adventures of Robin Hood. Perfect Song and the Crusaders March, played there by Gaylord Carter. Last month I featured Ashley Miller playing that organ in a track from the same CD, and the one remaining organist who we get to hear next month is Rod Skelding, who, like Norman Scott and Stanley Whittington, was someone else who regularly played at cinema organ concerts in the good old days. Now, so far, we've heard the sounds of a modern-day electronic organ and some Wurlitzer theatre organs. However, what do you get if you amalgamate the two? Well, for starters, you get top American organ star Charlie Baylow, one of the organists at the Mesa, Arizona Organ Stop Wurlitzer, plus his ongoing campaign to take organ music and sounds to the general public with his technical expertise and use of a studio full of electronic hardware. I guess, thinking back, we have George Wright to thank for taking the Wurlitzer organ to a new level with his early hi-fi LPs. But Charlie Baillot takes it above and beyond that. You Are So Beautiful, a hit back in 1974 for Joe Cocker. Now, the Mesa Arizona organ has undergone numerous changes since the Mesa Organ Stop venue opened in 1975. Back then, the organ was an impressive 23 ranks, eventually doubling in size. But like Topsy, she kept on growing. So much so that in 1995, a much larger venue was acquired, and the organ is now 78 ranks, and might not even stop at that number. The new CD is simply titled Bandstand, and it's a heck of a musical undertaking on the part of artist Charlie Baillot. As he says in his letter to me, it won't necessarily be everyone's cup of tea, but it will hopefully break some new ground. And by that, he means performances such as this one, which will bring back memories of Hawaii Five-0, one of the longest continuous running police series in United States television history.
We'll be right back.
Hawaii 5-0. Now, the CD comes with a beautiful triple-fold sleeve containing copious notes on the tunes, the organ, the artist, and the techniques involved in bringing Bandstand to fruition, and believe you me, it's worth it alone for the picture of the artist at the organ. Now, no matter who I feature next, it's going to sound at odds with what we've just heard. But that's the beauty of Organ First Radio. One minute the sounds are modern, and the next they're ancient. Or ancient and modern if you're a churchgoer. So, this brings me to a new double CD titled The Wizard of Chicago, the name given by the Chicago-based record label Rondo to one of their undoubted money-making stars, Ken Griffin. In the years since he died from a heart attack at only 46 years of age, there's been a steady release of his recordings, firstly in LPs and now in CDs. This new double set, which comprises of 150 minutes worth of his music, contains a great many of his tracks that have never been reissued. Former broadcasting colleague of mine, Tony Knobbs, approached Submarine Records with the concept of dealing with that oversight, and it's been no easy task to rescue the audio from a number of the 78 RPM discs that have survived. To give you a flavour of the new CD, I've chosen three contrasting tracks. Firstly, a very clean, accurate version of 12th Street Rag. That's followed by The Gay Ranchero. Remember that terms such as that didn't have the same meaning as they might have today. And finally, one of his own compositions called Bayadere. Thank you. 12 Street Rag, The Gay Ranchero and Bay Adair, all played by Ken Griffin on Hammond organ, of course. It can be found on the Submarine label Sounds of Yesteryear, and it's got an eye-catching colour shot of Ken at his special pearlised finish Hammond organ, and there's complete and interesting historical jacket notes by Tony Nobbs. Incidentally, if you'd like to see some television videos and learn all about Ken Griffin, then why not go to YouTube and just type in Organ Celebrities Number 20. Last month, you may recall, I played a track by an organist by the name of Chester Thompson and indicated that, in fact, it was one of a couple of names used by a very famous American organist. Well, the video that I'd hoped to add to that Organ Celebrity series by the end of last month has been delayed in order to include some more fascinating facts about Chester Thompson, who in fact was none other than Radio City Music Hall organist Ray Bohr. Shadow, played by Ray Bohr at the Paramount Times Square Wurlitzer, and all being well, that video will be uploaded this month, and the number will be Organ Celebrities number 39. I can promise you it's a fascinating story and contains historic recordings being heard for the very first time. Time now to bring you another track from a recently released CD by Steve Hubbell called The Second Time Around. That's the name of the CD, not the piece he's about to play, which in fact is the exciting composition by Carl Jenkins called Palladio. Thank you. Gladio by Welsh composer Carl Jenkins and played there by Steve Hubbell on keyboards. An artist who I thoroughly recommend to any organ concert secretaries who might be looking for a new name to feature. He puts on a really good show, believe me. As for the tune, Palladio, well, if it's racking your brains to think where you might have heard it before, it was the music used in the De Beers Diamonds Are Forever television advert. Coming now to the last of the OK Roll Room label releases, and again, you might recall that last month I featured William Davis playing on the one-of-a-kind Copeman Hart Theatre organ, the brainchild of Ernest Hart and Dr. Peter Comerford of Bradford University. It's based on a 3-manual 9-rank theatre organ, and this instrument never went into production, but having said that, several decades later, the Apothecis was a dual-voiced instrument, classical and theatre, installed in St Cuthbert's Church in Lytham St Anne's in Lancashire. Two notable organists did make limited commercial recordings on the original instrument, and so this month it's the turn of American organist Tom Hazelton to play Swanee and But Not For Me. Thank you. Tom Hazelton playing Swanee and But Not For Me, and it's taken from a unique recording just simply titled The Copeman Hart Theatre Organ, which also features the late and great English organist William Davis. OK, cast your minds back to the head of today's show when I said that we'd have the music of two famous German band leaders in the show this month. Well, for openers, we had the memories of Bert Kampfert, and for closers, who better than James Last, or Hansi, as he's often known. Born in 1929, he's still fronting one of the most successful big bands ever. Back in the 70s, when he first began to make recordings, it was that distinctive sound that people loved, and still do to this day. Regular contributor to these programmes, John Kiffin, has just put together a tribute-type recording with the title, wait for it, Last Man Standing. John is one of those rare breed of organists who seems to be able to just conjure up sounds that make you wonder if in fact you're not listening to the actual artist the tribute is aimed at. He did it with his recent one on Klaus Wunderlich, so much so that his local BBC radio station have now featured John's recordings on several occasions. This time, he's taken some popular tunes by James Last, and whilst it's not a 100% copy of the sound or style, it's one to make you think. DJ-type mix, or is it a mashup they call it these days? Who cares? It was designed to give you a flavour of what to expect on Last Man Standing. Anyway, let's have a listen to the lovely Barcarolle from The Tales of Hoffmann, performed now by John Kiffin. Thank you. The lovely barcarolle from The Tales of Hoffman, just enough to make you think that it was a James Last recording when, in fact, it was John Kiffin with his Tyros 2 and Yamaha MOX keyboards. John's also tried to fool you a bit with the design of the CD sleeve, inasmuch that the wording uses that very distinctive font design that appeared on so many of the very early James Last non-stop dance LPs. However, believe me, the music and arrangements are all down to John Kiffin, who takes the show out this month with another famous classical piece a la James Last. It's the Trish Trash Polka. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, till the same time next month. Bye for now.
Been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.